Now, another famous56.com air check.
Time now. It's about 12 minutes away from one. This is the Charger here on the final Wivage weekend. I understand a girl named Denise today is celebrating a birthday. 99 years old. Make that 24. Randy and the Rainbows from the Wivage Hall of Fame. Let's take it back to the Wivage Hall of Fame, the early days when they didn't have a record survey. These are the Diamonds. That's the Diamonds and Little Darwin. This is Bob Charger, and a good morning to you. It's Wivage Radio 99, and we just got a phone call from a former Wivager, Dennis John Cahill. Dennis, who was a member here of WIBG, and I understand I can put you in the Wivage Hall of Fame. Dan, would you like that? I certainly hope so. In fact, we'll put a little bread and butter on it. How about that, eh? That'll spice things up. 1965, as we charge with Charger. This is from the new beat. The phones here are phenomenal, and I love it, and I thank you very much. The Wivage time now, it is 8 minutes after one, and when you think about WIBG, you got to remember just about 10 years ago, in 1967, when the Supremes were here at WIBG Studios, and the Rockin' Burro, Joe Niagara, had them on the air. I understand there was a traffic line from 117 Ridge Pike, Lafayette Hill, all the way back to Center City, Philadelphia. And that's got to be some kind of a line. The year? 1964. From the Wivage Hall of Fame with Bob Charger at WIBG Radio 99 on the final Wivage weekend. You know, first time I heard this record on WIBG back in 1967, I said to myself, you know, that record's skipping. But no, not really. Later on, I found out that Hylett said, that song just knocks me out, baby kicks. It's 1:30. That's the Wivage time. This is the Charger, and we're going to take it back to some early vintage Wivage records. This thing here had so much dust on it that I had to take it to the dusty section of our record file and kind of clean it up here. In fact, I went, that's you, because it was full of dust, man. This hasn't been played since the beginning days of WIBG. You were mine. These are the Fireflies.
You were mine.
The Charger has a little quiz for you. I want you to take the memories back, okay? Now, we've got some collectors calling me up here this morning saying, Charger, since you're on WIBG and you're in the Wivage Hall of Fame, I'm not in the Hall of Fame, I'm in the new studios, but I intend to go downstairs in the Wivage Hall of Fame because I got Wivage in my blood. Let me tell you about that. People have been asking me some trivia questions about groups. For example, one guy said to me, all right, Charger, for 99 bucks, guy's on the phone, he says to me. He says, tell me the follow-up record to the Fireflies, You Were Mine. Oh, that's an easy one. The answer? I Can't Say Goodbye No More. Remember that one? I got a Wivage survey here from September 25th, 1967, which is just about 10 years ago. And I was talking with a guy named Barry Abrams, who is a promotional man for the once Bell Record Company, which is now Arista Records. And we were talking about his product, some of the records that WIBG played of Bell Records back in the 60s, like Mitch Ryder of the Detroit Wheels, the Bob Crew Generation, Music to Watch Girls By, The Syndicate of Sound, Little Girl. And this one here, which is funny because here is number one during the week of September 25th, 1967, the Box Tops, called The Letter. Now, maybe later on this morning, we'll try to dig it up in the Wivage Hall of Fame. 25 before 2, that's the Wivage time. And when you think of WIBG and you think about the Wivage weekends, I'm sure this one here will bring back a memory for you.
My silent
love. Elvis was like fading out in the mid-60s as far as making hit records, but the movies kept on and on. Here's a guy that caught on with just one hit record. 1964 was the year. Terry Stafford, Suspicions.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still...
People have been calling up and saying, hey, more Elvis. Let's get nice and sentimental. And to you, sweetheart, if you're lonely this morning, the Charger wants to be with you. The king is here.
Are you lonesome tonight? WIBG.
On the radio. I mean, Jeez, imagine, he made money recording that. There's a record that reminds me similar to that, which I'm sure is in the record library downstairs, WIBG Wibbitch's Hall of Fame. A song by Patty Drew called Tell Him. I'm sure we're going to have to dig that up. Maybe I'll get my record librarian here, Larry Edwards, who has been kind of following me for the past couple of years, who's to take care of engineering duties over at CAM. We have some guest celebrities this morning, and I think I should make mention to them because they're up here this morning paying tribute to the final days of WIBG. And can I make mention of the station you work for? Is it okay with you? Okay, Mr. Rock and Roll, who works with the station down the dial there at 56 WFIL. And he's here tonight. We're good friends. You know, we're friends. What the heck? You know, we all work at the radio station. Some guys say, what station you work for? I say, I work for the gas station down the street. We have a temperature reading in Wibbitch Land at 66 degrees, cloudy with rain and a possibility of a thunder shower until this afternoon hours when Heisky McGrinio Vadio, you know who, what the heck his name is, clearing by tonight. High today, Saturday, on the Wibbitch weekend in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight. Low down to 55. Sunny and pleasant for a super Sunday, high around 80. Right now on WIBG, it is 66 degrees, it is drizzling, and here is some early Wibbitch product. I take you to 1957. Robin Luke only had one super hit record on Radio 99. 22 before 3, and this is Philadelphia Radio. This is Wibbitch. This is the final weekend. This is the last tribute. And here's a record I'm sure hasn't been played since 1958. It's a seasonal type thing, and I really think you're going to enjoy this. It's a group called the New Tornadoes. They did this on the Dick Clark Show on a Saturday night back in 1958. 1965, Diana Ross, Supremes and Nothing But Heartaches. We're going to be hearing lots more from them all weekend long right here at Radio 99. Niagara calling nonstop with hard hitters back to back. Is that the way the man used to say it? A genuine giant. This guy only had one hit record. Phil Phillips, come with me. Let's reminisce, you and I, on Radio 99. To the sea of love. Come.